Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Are you seeking greater fulfillment and the courage to live your best life? Rachel's guidance and insight will uplift your spirit, catalyze your inner wisdom, and ignite your soul's purpose in this lifetime. Enjoy engaging discussions and guided meditations to elevate your frequency and access deep peace. Be inspired to invoke radical love in your life right here, right now. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love. And I am your host and show creator, Rachel Chase. This is episode 7, and today is November 25th, 2020. Goodness, the day before Thanksgiving. And yes, the title of today's show is Your Ever-Expanding Consciousness. Wow. What a title, right? What is that about? So we're going to unpack that a little bit and find out what relevance that has in today's world, in our lives, in this age of COVID and politics and all this stuff going on, and how can we find our center in all of this? The time is now for our hearts to fully open. And I say that again and again because, you know, as humans, we find ourselves not necessarily living with an open heart all the time. It's not so easy to do when we're confronted with a lot to tend with. So stick around with me this next hour as we kind of explore how do we even do that. And I want to give us all an experience today of what it is to tap into our energy and to emanate love in our world, to be supported and find new strength within. I'm going to take us through a really lovely meditation today, a guided meditation for peace and unity and healing our hearts. This is the holiday season right now. I know it's morning, it's afternoon, it's nighttime, wherever you are in the world listening or watching this show right now. So let's take a moment to just breathe and tune in to wherever you are and whatever you're doing, becoming as present as possible to this very moment. Taking a breath with me, breathing in and out. And allow your mind, your focus, your awareness to drop in to your body and to the feeling of breathing, to the sensory experience of being in a body, in your body. And whatever is here inside of you that is happening, creating a sense of acceptance for it all, if you can. And of course, the theme of the year, the theme of the moment, this time of year, is gratitude. And as we move into December, it's peace and spirit. And I believe these times of years are there to remind us of the light within us. This is something that yogis talk about, that sages talk about, that mystics have been writing about and teaching about and inviting us into for many millennia, as far back as we can imagine. And we will continue to do so. I consider myself one of those mystics. I have been on this journey of self-healing and self-empowerment for my whole life. And as many of you who know me and those of you who are just tuning in for the first time will come to know, I'm a very creative person. I was born that way. I came into this lifetime already with this creative knowingness within my being and already very expressive. I have two lovely parents who are also very creative. And I think there's something to that on a soul level, that we're all creative in some way. And so that's why I call this show and my work Creative Empowerment, because I truly believe that it's the creative spirit within us all that helps us remember what is really important. And considering the divisiveness in our world right now and they grasping to know what's real and what's true, I'm going to invite us, along with many other people who are inviting us all, into the space of not knowing and maybe being okay with not always needing to know, or not at least not always needing to be right. Maybe we know what we think we know, and maybe we have an opinion about what's going on or what our values are. We have our sense of values and what is meaningful and important to us. But in the interest of creating peace and unity within yourself and within your families and within the world, what if, and I'm really working on this myself, so what if we tried to, and this is not a new concept, certainly anything I'm talking about is, you know, I'm not saying that I'm the originator of any of these ideas that I share. I'm just a facilitator and a guide that helps to tune us in with these remembrances. But what if we tried out a way of being whenever we are in conversation or communication with others, even if it's someone close to you or someone not close to you, rather than trying to force the issue and say, well, you're wrong and this is why, or have a clear stance on an issue, maybe we can move into the space of, huh, okay, that's interesting, and just hear what the other person is saying and maybe come into the space of, well, maybe, and I don't really know the full story, do I? You know, the full story is unbeknownst to us as individuals, really. The full story has so much more to it than we could ever possibly know, truly, even in hindsight. And so if we could soften, and this is, I'm moving into this theme of the ever-expanding consciousness. I'm going to get there with us, but I'm helping us get there by coming back to this softening, this idea of softening, when we feel ourselves getting rigid. And believe me, this is something, reason why I'm sharing this is because this has been a work that I've been doing personally in my life, all my life, once I realized that this was something that needed to be worked on, you know, this sort of rigidity of the need to be right. And I'm not criticizing us for having this need, but maybe inviting an exploration around why we have this need to be right. And I think it comes from a place of wanting to be safe. If we have it all figured out, and this is the ego part of ourselves that needs to know in order to understand. We have a desire to understand. And if we can understand something, then we can be settled, right? then we can kind of go about our day without a sense of, oh no, there's this all this unresolved business and it's scary. It can be scary when we don't know, right? So that which is unknown to us can feel dark and murky. So I'm inviting us in my work to embrace that murkiness, the maybe confusingness or the darkness, to even move into it and embrace it. Embrace it. And perhaps have a reframe on the unknown and see if we can create a new meaning here. This is where the creative aspect of self comes in. This, one of my, I talk about ingenuity a lot with the principles of creative empowerment, inspiration, intuition, ingenuity, insight. And ingenuity is the creative aspect, right? Once we get a little more of an aha about something or a fresh perspective, then we can approach it maybe in just a little bit of a different way. And that's creativity. Creativity is about thinking about things differently, doing things differently, being a kind of individual, right? Doing it your way. And so I'm going to bring us into this meditation today, this visualization process that gives us all permission to move into that great unknown space and embrace it, because after all, it's just part of us. You know, we are individuals, but we're also contributors, and we are one with each other. We're contributors to the energy of connection between us. And the quality of that energy between us is characterized, the nature of the quality of the energy between us is created by our intentions. So whatever we are putting out into the space between us, okay, whatever we are expressing, our emotions, our thoughts, our way of being, is what comes to pass between us. So you can think about how, you know, we live in this field of consciousness, or we live in this field of energy, if you will. This Tao, this ground that we call life, that we are all held within, right? We're all part of it, and we all have an effect on it. We're also affected by it. We're affected by each other, right? I'm affected by you. You're affected by me. You say something funny, it makes me laugh. You know, it lifts the energy in the space. I sense maybe that you're feeling down, and my compassion comes in and wonders about that. And for some folks, we call this empathic sense. We take on other people's energy, or maybe that we call it codependence, or, you know, we have all these terms, but it's kind of a choice. You know, sometimes when we're in development as children, we learn to take on our parents' emotions. And as we get older, we may not have learned the skill of having a way of differentiating between my emotions, your emotions. And it can take some time to find out the difference between us, but then also get over to this other side of it, which taps into the inner ability to project loving kindness into the space between us, so that we become more of a cause for love. And when we notice that we're in this space of judgment, or where we're afraid of what other people are going through, or we want to fight against it, we can notice when that's happening and soften and make another choice to lean into loving kindness. And that's what I mean by radical love. This is not a new concept, but I'm putting it out there as a radical act in a world that so desperately needs it, right? So I'm seeing families that need this, and I'm seeing communities that need this, and I'm seeing it in our world that we need this. And I'm inviting you into this with me. And that's touching into this idea of our ever-expanding consciousness, and how do we emanate and radiate love? Okay. So with that, we're going to take a little break here in a moment. I am also going to talk about my upcoming 4-day women's healing immersion happening next weekend after Thanksgiving 2020. And I want to share with you what we're going to be doing during that time and invite you in, because it's an online experience for women. And I really hope you can join me. All right. So we'll come back after the break. We'll talk more about this, and I'll give you more of an experience of this emanating quality of tapping into your energy and being able to affect the space around you with love. I'm Rachel Chase, and we'll be back shortly.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com, or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Empowerment Show. I'm Rachel Chase, and we are on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And just letting you know, for those of you who follow my show, that moving forward, I'm going to be doing a little bit of a different format. Usually it's been on the fourth Wednesday of every month live, and it'll still be a monthly show, but we're going to change up the format a little bit, and it's going to be more of a podcast style. And we'll air on the Transformation Network, still on through their website and all the podcast outlets where you're listening to my show. You can still stay subscribed through Spotify and Apple and all the other outlets, iHeartRadio, et cetera, et cetera. And you'll be able to listen there. It just won't necessarily be on the fourth Wednesday of every month. It's going to be a little bit more random than that at different times and different days, since it's going to be kind of pre-recorded. But it'll still go out in video format on Facebook Live. Sometimes I'll do a Facebook Live with it, and also on YouTube. So I invite you all to check out my YouTube channel, Rachel Chase, Creative Empowerment on YouTube, and my Facebook page and Instagram and all that good stuff. So if you'd search for my name, Creative Empowerment, Rachel Chase Healing Arts, you will find all that out there and in here. So thank you so much for, being part of this community and being interested in transformation, being interested in how we can bring a better world to pass, right? And it starts within ourselves, within our families, within our communities. And we're going to just take a breath here as we're coming back from the break. Come back to center. And we'll start to come back into this theme of the day, which is affecting the world with our energy. Essentially, affecting our lives with our energy. And that's not to say that we have to always be in this happy, sort of positive state of mind all the time. We're human beings, after all, right? We are humans. We have emotions. We have thoughts. We're real people. But we can also bring in mindfulness, right? This quality of being that helps us come back to noticing what we're feeling inside, noticing our inner experience, and being curious about life, being curious about others, but being curious about ourselves, and that open curiosity that we talk so much about in mindfulness work can help us soften. So that's what I mean when I say soften. And we talk a lot about this in yoga too. Sometimes when we're doing the physical part of yoga, the physical practice, there are many ways of yoga-ing to connect, to come into union through the intellect, through the breath, through meditation, through karmic altruistic acts in the world, and through a physical practice. So when we're doing the physical practice, that's really a practice for doing yoga in the world, connecting with the world. And sometimes when we're practicing yoga in the physical way, we can find ourselves trying to do something perfect, right? This perfect posture, this perfect pose, this perfect way of doing. And the invitation is to soften that, to take a breath and notice where we're holding that rigidity and then soften it. Just soften it. And what that does is it opens our gaze. It opens our eyes and our perspective, and it opens our energy too. So right now what we're talking about is sort of what we might call the aura, or the radiant field of our being. The electromagnetic energy. And really this is about the heart. This is about the heart. One of the organizations I just admire so much and their work, and it's beautiful, is called the Heart Math Institute. And maybe others on other shows in this network talk about the Heart Math Institute. But I invite you to look into their work and tune in with what they have found about the heart's energy. And if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. And what they talk about is how the energetic field of our heart goes out way far beyond anything we ever could have imagined. And the exchange of energy in our bodies is interesting, because the energy of our hearts seems to be more predominantly in charge of what's going on in our system than our actual brain is. So we have all of the nerve networks around our hearts, just like we have in our heads and just like we have in our gut. So we have this heart brain and this gut brain and this head brain, and then this whole body brain, which is our nervous system, which is really the whole system of our body. So if you're interested in softening and reorienting your energy to a loving presence for your own well-being and for the good of the health in your families and our communities and our world, if you're interested in that, then I invite us to go into the space of the body. Because the body is where we can start to discover our energy, and how we affect the energy outside of us starts with how we connect with the energy inside of us. And if we can get our bodies to relax, then what that does is allows the breath to move. And it's a sort of a catch-22. The breath moving helps the body relax. And as the body relaxes, then the breath can move more, meaning the flow of the feeling of breathing. The breath itself, you might think of as just the air going in and out. When I say breath, I'm also speaking about the movement of it in the body, the actual movement of the energy of breathing. This pumping motion almost, this kind of rise and fall, this moving, flowing thing we call breathing, that really our whole body is doing, right? So when we can get into the flow within our body and being and direct our focus more inward, allow our consciousness to expand, we can deepen into our heart's wisdom more effectively when we get into a more relaxed place, or softening our bodies. And I don't mean, oh, just be soft and, you know, let your brain be mushy and let people walk all over you. And this is not what I mean by softening, because, you know, when we soften and when we relax our bodies, expand our consciousness, go deeper into our heart's wisdom, and retrieve, it's like we're mining for gold. We're peeling back the layers that have covered over the nuggets, the gems, the jewels of truth within us that we all have within us. I'm getting excited here. this is exciting. This energy of the gems within us is exciting to me, because you see, we all have this inside of us. I know this. I just know it. If there's something I know, it's this. We all have it inside of us. When, you know, have you heard a child suddenly utter the wisest stuff? The wisest stuff comes from this little, you know, from the mouth of babes, right? And then all the conditioning gets piled on top of that. You know, the wisdom of the kindergartners, right? Everything that we ever needed to learn and to know in life is those principles in kindergarten, right? The golden rule, do unto others, be kind, you know, and then listen. How do we listen? I think that might be something that we could implement better in our school systems, is how to listen. How to listen to others, and also how to listen to ourselves. How to listen to ourselves. So in a culture where we value this external information, we have to look outside of ourselves for everything all the time. It's so imperative that we cultivate the ability to listen within. And this is the word of this year to me, is discernment. To not just be able to judge something, but to be able to discern what is true for you. And just hold that without needing to impose it on anyone else. But to go deeper and deeper within the deeper truths of the compassionate wisdom inside, and what the voice of that compassionate wisdom might say. What gifts are here to be revealed from within you? Your unique expressions, your unique treasures. And maybe you have not yet explored those things. Maybe this exploration is new to you, and it feels a little scary to do that. Like, how do I even tap into my heart's wisdom and let my consciousness expand? The meditation we're going to do today is around that. And the work that I do in my sessions and in my workshops is all around that. It's all around helping you through quantum healing and integrative healing and coaching and Reiki and all of these therapeutic spiritual practices that I help you do. And also just sitting in the space of listening and acknowledging and assisting you in building insight. And bringing in the archetypes of the divine feminine and the goddess within, and practicing creative exercises to draw those things out of you, and just holding space for the awareness of the patterns that have happened in your life to be revealed, so that you can even make a new choice going forward. And at the heart of all that is this choice to align, or shall I say, not just to align with, but to become, to merge, to transform into love. And take that breath with me now. Notice where in your being there's rigidity. And gaze upon that part of yourself with loving kindness. It's okay. It's been there a long time. Just be aware of it and then breathe again. And gently reorient your focus, your attention, and your heart back to, okay, open. How can I open a little more here? How can I gaze on this other being and gaze on my life more toward this lens of love and compassion? So next week on December 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, this is Thursday evening, 2 hours, Friday evening, 2 hours. We're going to do some beautiful creative exercises, some gentle yoga and meditation, deep relaxation. I'm going to guide you all the way through this whole process. It's all on Zoom. And then on Saturday and Sunday, now this is really for women who want to have a weekend immersion to refresh your energy, to rejuvenate and reorient your heart's focus on this spiritual warrior within you, to connect with that aspect of your being that can hold steady in the calm, neutral, loving, peaceful space inside that we all have, or at least be able to slough off some layers of heaviness from this year and heal some heart healing, you know, get some heart healing and nurturing time. Really, it's a space and a place just for you to explore your inner consciousness, to tap into the wisdom of the divine love that is inside of you. So I'm inviting, this is an invitation to all you women out there who are creators and leaders and mamas and healers and lovers and guides and, you know, those of you who are looking for a weekend immersion of healing for yourself. I hope you can join me for that. And you can go to rachelchase.com to my events page and click on the little information there to register. It's a very nominal fee, and I hope that I can spend some time with you. We've already got several coming in and we've got some spaces left. So, all right, we have one more break here, everybody. And today's third segment is going to be really a full immersion, deep healing meditation. So if it's possible for you to get comfortable, find a cozy spot, get some tea or water, you know, be on the couch or the floor or your bed to just lay back, or sitting if you'd like to be sitting. But if you're driving or doing something active, you can still participate. Just kind of be there in your mind with us. And of course, you can always come back and listen to the replay. And that's always on my website and Transformation Talk Radio Network and on Spotify and Apple and all the podcast outlets and on my YouTube channel as well as my Facebook page. So we're going to take this break now again. I'm Rachel Chase. This is the Creative Empowerment Show, and we are invoking radical love together on this day before Thanksgiving, the day of gratitude. All right, I'll see y'all in just a minute.
Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. So we're going to do a meditation, powerful visualization process to close the show today, and just an invitation to visit my website, which is rachelchase.com. And you can find out all about my healing and coaching work there, as well as any upcoming events. Sign up for my newsletter and get some free meditations, and visit my YouTube channel. I've also got a lot of meditations there too, and some gong sound healings that were recorded during some Kundalini yoga classes that I've taught, and also some other guidance and teachings and inspirations there, all around, you know, uplifting you and helping you break the chains of self-doubt and come back to your center every single day. All right. So hopefully you've been able to find somewhere to sit or lie down comfortably for this process. And what we're doing is we're having an experience where your body can relax, where you can tap into the heart's deepest wisdom and knowing, and let your consciousness expand and feel into what it is like to allow the flow, the waves, the pulsating waves of love and light to flow through your being, to recharge your cells, to activate your breath, and to let it flow into the space around you. And one of the gifts of doing this process is that it will give you an experience of connecting with what you are as an energy being. And that helps you connect in with the pure essence flow and the energy of life. And when we can tap into that, we can allow that life energy to guide the way. So we don't have to work so hard and get so frustrated and rigid around things, you know. So this is really a gift for all of us as we move into this holiday season to remind us to let go of some needing to know everything and come back to the wisdom within and invite in that creative spirit within to lead the way, that we all have that voice of wisdom inside. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath and let your body settle into wherever you are right now, whether you're sitting, lying down, or relaxing on the ground, or in a chair, in a couch, or in a bed. Take a deep breath, please. And sigh. Relax your face and your shoulders and your chest and your back. And bring all of your awareness down into your legs and your feet for a moment and take another deep breath in and out. And be aware of whatever has been coming up for you that wants to be healed or acknowledged, that's in your body. Any feelings of tightness or heaviness that might be there, and just notice those sensations and take another deep breath And with your inner lens, with your inner gaze, invite in an awareness of just being with those parts of yourself. Just being with them, like a loving friend. And inviting in a deeper breath, as though the breath can travel down through your legs and out through your hands and up into your head and all around your entire body. As if your whole body is breathing and releasing a wave, a layer of tension, and it just melts off your body. Let it roll off your body and down into the earth. Notice if there's any gripping or holding in the lower back and soften that. Or in the upper back, soften that. Or in the chest, soften that. Maybe it's not all the way softening, and that's okay. Just even if it's an incremental softening. Maybe it requires another breath. Maybe there's some tension in the face that you can just and soften that. Around the eyes, soften that. In the neck, breathe and relax. And place one hand on your heart, or even both if you wish. And feel the connection of your hand on your chest. And feel that we are all connected through the space and wisdom of the heart. And that there is a deeper knowing here inside of your heart. That with every heartbeat, the mystery of that knowing becomes more available to you. Your very heartbeat is an activity of a miraculous thing. And how amazing is that? That your heart is even beating at all. How does that happen? This mystery. You're touching into the very mystery by feeling the breath going in and the breath going out. By feeling your heart beating. And that heartbeat and that breath, envision that the breath now is flowing through your heart and going all through your body, through your heart. The air is traveling through your whole body. And it's moving out into the space around you. And that your pores of your skin are receiving fresh air, a kind of air that is pure. And that it goes into your body and moves through your heart. And that your heart circulates that pure source oxygen and life energy through your entire body. And within that air, within that breath, within that motion, is intelligence. The highest, breaking through all the levels and layers of confusion and muck, we go and we pierce into the highest, deepest, purest intelligence. The gnosis, the knowingness, the mystical awareness of life. And it's all inside of you. It's in your breath, it's in your heart, it's in your cells. It's in this flow. It's in this flow. And it's moving through your whole being. And this is the very essence of life. This is the very essence. And in this essence is light. light, a pure light. The light that has a highest octave of love within it. A highest octave of, it's like a sound that is only audible to the inner sense of knowingness. The deepest sense in your heart. Maybe the octave feels deep and low, like you're in the ocean, or maybe it feels like you're in the cosmic realm of the stars, but maybe those deepest ocean realms and the stars are one and the same, reflections of each other, all inside of you. In your breath, in your heart, in the water, in your body, in the life essence in your being. And that love is here. That love is here to guide the way. Feel that in your being, in your body, in your bones. And envision this wave pulsating out into the space around you. And that highest octave of love and light automatically transforms the energy around you into a higher vibration. It automatically shifts that space between all of us and has a powerful effect in the world just by you harnessing it within yourself and intending for it to flow into the world. And this is emanating. This is transforming. This is invoking radical love. This is empowering your creative spirit. This very activity right now. So take another breath and reorient yourself back to your physical body, please. And stay in that state. Stay. See if you can hold that vibration even as you open your eyes gently. Hold that awareness of that flow and that movement and that connection with that higher octave inside of you. I invite you to bring this energy into your interactions, into your families and your communities, and into your life in a new way. And have so much compassion for the fact that we're all in this together, building bridges of connection. I thank you so much. If you'd like to explore this deep connection with yourself on a healing level, to transform those patterns, to find a new way of being, to release stuck emotions, to love yourself and your life and feel more empowered in your work and your purpose more deeply, I invite you to connect with me at rachelchase.com. Thank you so much for being with me on this creative empowerment journey and adventure with the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And it's just such a joy and a pleasure to do this with you. If you ever have any questions or you would like to know more about my work, just reach out at rachel@rachelchase.com. That's my email address, rachel@rachelchase.com. I've got YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the above. Some downloadable meditations. You can listen to more on my YouTube channel as well. And it has been such a pleasure to be here with you today on episode 7. And I will see you next month right here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Have a beautiful holiday. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Ciao for now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel activates your heart intelligence and sparks the flame of profound wisdom within you. To activate your heart or for more information, visit RachelChase.com.